Here we are. All right. We're live here on the bed in the basement. And today, hi. I have my godmother, my aunt Melissa. We were inspired to do an episode because we came across a TikTok of a person asking, "Can you be in a relationship with somebody that your family and friends and loved ones don't like?" I think, and I feel like we both have a lot to say. Also, make sure anytime you speak into that, like directly into it.
Oh yeah, like this.
Yeah. So I don't even know where to start. Okay. So, for me, I feel like it would depend, because a lot of the times family has had things to say about people who they feel fucked me over.
Right.
And a lot of the times your family and friends, especially for some reason mine, get involved in things.
Well, your family is my family.
Right.
You know, I don't know about you. Your family is my family. I don't know about your friends, though. I mean, but yeah.
Well, I think it becomes a little bit of a messy situation. So, I mean, I guess the question was, can you be in a relationship with somebody who, off the bat, your family and friends don't like?
Right. Right.
I think there's different circumstances.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously, if they see, like, you know, if it's an abusive, really abusive, like something like that, then I can get where they're coming from.
Right.
But, I mean, and if it's right away, you know, but, I mean, to me, if the person I'm with is not treating me with any harm, or, you know, I'm going to feel like, okay, it's something you're just seeing, you know, or a vibe you're getting.
Right.
I don't.
It's hard. It's hard to be. Okay. I know my family, I have family members and even friends that see things and think that they can take it upon themselves to act a certain way toward a person. When I don't necessarily have ill feelings toward that person.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, sometimes family and friends can, like, do too much.
I also think, though, sometimes, like, your family, and I'm not saying it's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, their first reaction is, in a sense, not even like when you're dating them, like when you're first dating, like if you break up or something, or if you, you know, and what caused the breakup wasn't something that their first instinct is to protect, to go into protective mode.
Yeah, and I get that, protective mode, but sometimes
you could get out of hand.
It gets out of hand, yeah, because when you have intentions of salvaging some sort of friendship or maintaining some sort, there's always, I feel like time does, it's cliche, but when it comes to relationships, time does heal all.
Yes.
Because eventually two people get over either each other, or they just get over the shit that they put each other through,
right,
and they can come back together and
exactly
either be friends or like, you know, whatever,
right,
whatever the
right
case
or
may
come
be
back to each other, you know,
right, and be romantic again, whatever it is. But I feel like when family gets involved, it kind of throws a wrench in the gear and makes things a little bit more difficult. And so in that case, I would say, I don't think I've ever had a, I have had girlfriends that my family did not like.
Yeah.
And they were very vocal about these girlfriends.
Yes.
I think I've only been with, seriously, been in love with one girl that, like, to this day, my family still enjoys. And I feel like it's the most recent one. The recent girl.
The recent girl.
My family's like, well, there's a couple that my family's.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is.
But I also think also like the first reaction, like the first reaction is to, I've been in the situation where the first reaction is to, you know, be like.
Fuck that person.
You know, they hurt you. I'm watching you cry. I'm watching you go through this. So, you know what? Fuck, they're assholes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, but then, like, I know from experience, from just, you know, like, I've been told by a family member, you know, if there was a chance that down the road you reconcile with this person, I'm not going to, like, stop, you know, I'm not going to disown. It's their first reaction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The initial reaction.
And to me, if, I don't want to say, like, if that person that you broke up with, whatever, is mature enough, or rational enough, they're going to understand. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think, yeah. I think there should be an understanding that if your family goes into that protection mode, it's not necessarily because you're running your mouth. It's because you can't contain your... Not everybody can compartmentalize their emotions. I'm not one of those people.
Right.
What I feel is what I feel, and you see it.
Yes.
There's no hiding. You know me.
Yes.
There's no hiding my emotions.
Yeah.
If I'm sad, you're going to see I'm sad. Right. If I'm off, you're going to see I'm fucking off.
Exactly.
So when I'm around people on a daily basis that know my happy, bubbly self, and they see, holy shit, this person isn't as happy and bubbly as they used to be, what was the constant?
Right.
What's now not in their life? Okay, 2 and 2.
Exactly.
Is 4.
Exactly. It is?
Yeah, I think so. Like, obviously they're depressed because of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think being in a relationship where, what I think is worse than my family hating somebody that I'm with, because I can always put my family in check.
Right.
And I have and I will.
Right.
When I love somebody, like, get the fuck in line.
Right. And you know what, though, too? Also, like, yeah, you put them in check. But like I said, like, honestly, you know what I'm saying? They come to their senses eventually. Yeah. At least our family. Yeah. Eventually they realize that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
That, you know, there was an overreaction.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
What I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't be able to deal with a girl who didn't like my family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
I've had that. That was worse.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I mean, either way, you're feeling, it sucks because you're feeling isolated. It makes you feel like you kind of have to
choose. Yeah, exactly. They put you in a position where, you know, like, well, it's them or me, you know, I can kind of see that maybe with your friends, if they do that, you know, but to me, you can't expect, like, that's the deal breaker.
For me, yeah, I think.
Like, no, family is.
I think it is a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't be able to be with somebody that, A, hated my family. Friends, you can hate all them motherfuckers. Love y'all to death, but, like.
Right, exactly.
But my family, that's different.
Yeah, because family will always.
Always be my family.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's non-negotiable. There are some friends that are non-negotiable that are family that will always be in my life.
Right.
But I don't expect you to like every single one of my friends. Be cordial.
Right.
If there's a fucking party, if there's something going on, be cordial. You don't have to lick anybody's fucking labia.
Exactly.
You know, like, I don't expect that. Not everybody's going to jive. That's
right.
Fine.
Right. Right.
And things happen. But cordiality.
I mean, and you know what? I've been in that situation where, like, you know, one of my sisters might be a friends with somebody, and, you know, I'm not going to not go to my family's house because they're there. I'll tolerate them. I've been in that position, too.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to not show up. Do I put myself in a position where it's like, you know, general, like if we're, you know, if I get invited out by my sister and it's somewhere else where that person's going to be? No, you know, and, you know, but yeah, exactly. Like boyfriend, girlfriend, just friends, friends, you know, you just have to like.
Be an adult?
Yeah, be an adult and try and tolerate them, you know, because.
That's what I think, you know.
Yeah.
I know that, we know this family can be a little much, you know what I mean? But.
Yeah, you think?
A little bit. A little fucking reactive on this side, on this side of the fucking, on the, in these streets. And it's, and it gets overwhelming when people are in other people's fucking business and, you know, whatever, you need to create boundaries.
Right. Right.
But I also think that it's an I would never, for me, well, I'm the type of person, like, let's sit down and let's hash this out. Right. Let's everybody get it out on the table. Let's have a conversation. Let's communicate and move past everything. But realistically, if you just don't like somebody or you have an opinion about somebody because of something that you saw that they did to me, that's none of your fucking business. Right. Whether you're my mother, my sister, my brother, my cousin, my uncle, it's not your business to hate that person. Yeah. If I'm choosing to forgive them, you have to choose to forgive them.
Right.
I mean, unless they were a complete piece of shit, like lying, cheating. Abusive.
Physically abusive.
Cunt rag.
Even emotionally abusive, too. Even if they're like, you know, trashing you in front of them or, you know. Yeah.
Then, of course.
Right, right.
But if somebody just hurt my feelings and you saw and you watched me have my feelings be hurt, that's none of your fucking business.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It really isn't.
No. No, it's not. And, yeah. No, it's not.
It's not at all. Like mommy's ex-boyfriend hurt her feelings. But I can differentiate the fact that, okay, yeah, he ghosted her.
Right.
And that wasn't the right thing to do.
Right, exactly.
But he's not a bad person.
Exactly.
And if he were to come back into my mother's life tomorrow, I'd welcome him back in a second. Even though I saw how he hurt my mother, I'd welcome him back in a second and I'd, you know, be nice to him.
Right, if that's what makes her happy. Exactly.
Right.
If that's what's making her happy, he's not hurting her or he's not, you know, whatever, doing any physical or emotional damage or whatever. I mean,
right.
You know.
But there is a difference between that and family not liking the person you're with because they are being emotionally abusive.
Right.
And bringing you down.
Exactly.
Family can see, it's like a catch-22 because I feel like family can see from the outside, your closest family and friends know you the best. And they can see from the outside what and who is bringing you down.
Yeah.
If there's a person that when you're with them, all they do is bring you down, that's not a healthy situation anyway.
No, it's not. It's not.
So, I mean, I've been in all the above situations. I'd take the former where, well, my family would get over it anyway. Like, if they had opinions about somebody that just simply hurt my feelings.
Right.
Get over that.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we have.
Yeah.
Done it.
Yeah.
We have. Despite what some.
You didn't like. You really, really didn't like one of my girlfriends. You know exactly. We can't say her name. Hold on. You did not like that one.
I just felt like.
She wasn't good for me.
Yeah. Like. That's it. You just didn't. You know what I'm saying? Because as a person, I don't have so much, but I just felt the things that she did. But I mean, I think I tolerated her.
You
pretty
did.
Decently,
to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
When I look at all my relationships,
I have to say, honestly, like even like she did things that irked the shit, but there's probably one other person who actually I would have to say like I truly, really disliked. Like, you know.
Was it my first girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I...
Like, when I think back to her, like, she, like, I get, like, cringy feelings. But the other one, I mean, like, you know.
I feel like I wouldn't, at this age, at the ripe age of 32.
The ripe age. Yeah, you are.
I would not be with a girl that my family truly hated.
Yeah.
And despised. Like, there's a difference between everybody being like, wow, what that person did wasn't right to you.
Right.
Still a good person. Right. Still would accept them in the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a difference between that and I don't...
But I don't think you'd pick a girl that
would
apparently make us despise them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well. Well. I picked a girl that chose to do some not so nice things to me. It, like, in the end, you know who I'm talking about.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even her, you know, 6 years of being with her, like...
But you know what, though? Like I say, though, I feel like, but... That was her issues. Not that I'm trying to make excuses, but, like...
She wasn't... Still...
She wasn't...
She was
a heartless person. She wasn't a person like with malice. You know what I'm saying?
Right. She just,
yeah,
wasn't a placed.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So
that's probably the person who hurt me the most made me feel the most like battered and bruised.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every other girl, was I hurt? Yeah. But did I hurt? Yeah.
Right.
And I also hurt that one, too. Like, you know, there's no denying that I didn't hurt her. Of course I did.
No, there isn't, but at some point you have to, like...
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, I mean...
Right. At some point you have to move forward.
Right.
And if you truly...
And stop, you know...
If you know that the person's a truly good... Like, I'm not out here trying to act like I'm a perfect person.
No. No, of course, and none of us are. And that's why sometimes I feel like, yeah, y'all saw what my last relationship on his end was. But honestly, like, you know, and I'm not because, you know, I get yelled at for being like, you need, you know, stop taking blame for all that.
No, you're not taking all the blame.
Right, no, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't see also what, like, you know... I mean, I could be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know.
Right. And that's the thing. I think everybody has their faults.
Yes.
And when a relationship ends, it's two people's fault.
Right.
It's not just one person's fault.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, did you react in a certain way? It's a series of events that lead to, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And I think it's easy for us, just as people in general, when you really feel strongly about a person and you're all up in your emotions, it's easy to point a finger just at the other person and not look at yourself. But then when the dust settles and you start to really look and you're like, damn, man, like, should I have been more patient with this person?
Right.
Should I have, you know, like, I shouldn't have reacted that way.
Exactly.
Like, that led to this, and now I lost somebody truly grand in my life, you know? Like, so you start to see the things that you did that you could have changed. Would it have changed the outcome? Maybe not.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But could you have done a better job articulating this? Or could you have done a better job at fill in the blank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Always. You know?
Exactly.
And I think that's a part of growth. We're getting off the beaten path, but realistically, yeah. It's something that needs to be said, because I think families don't just, I mean, if they're normal.
What family is normal?
No family is normal.
No, and the people that say they are normal
are the most unnormal, exactly. Abnormal. Exactly. Most dysfunctional.
I've said this all the time.
No, we're perfect. Y'all a bunch of pedophiles.
You're the most dysfunctional family.
Right.
All families are dysfunctional. You're the most.
Right. And we, this family, we wear our fucking dysfunction like a...
Yeah. We also wear our heart on our sleeves. We
do.
You know what I'm saying? I mean...
Yeah. Fuck this
at
family.
At the end of the day, no matter how much we all drive each other crazy...
And know, others.
Yeah, and others. We love each other, and, you know, I mean...
There's very deep emotion with all of us, I think.
Yeah.
We are a very connected family, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Not every family can sit down and, like, even without cameras and all of this, like, we have these types of conversations
right.
all the time.
Exactly.
Not every family...
You know, and, like, I think to myself, too, now we're going
into family.
Fuck it.
That's what happens.
Like, I think to myself, like, there, you always have that, what do they call it, a matriarch of the family or whatever. And, like, you know, when that matriarch passes on or whatever, some families...
Completely just...
Not us. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, things changed. A lot of things changed.
Of course. I think
it'll take a very... Here's what my opinion is about my life and my family and like, even some friends. It's going to take a really special girl. She's going to have to be really, really secure within herself and who she is. And I'm willing to reassure her every fucking day. But to deal with... my family and friends, because I feel like I also have to create boundaries with people too.
Yeah.
There's work to be done on my part as well, where like, when I'm in that emotional place, to kind of take a step back. Call my therapist. You know?
I need to get me one of those. Those therapists.
We all need to get ourselves one. But, like, genuinely, like... You know, sometimes... Like, I know for myself... I need to create those... boundaries. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
'Cause sometimes you can... say a little too much and be a little too close with people that don't know how to act.
Right.
You know?
Right. That, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean...
And sometimes you don't know how to act, but what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I mean, I think that's also probably, like, I remember, you know, my sister's always saying to me, you know, you can't say too much about your relationship, because that's it. Like, they hold on to that. And if, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and it sucks, because that's the shitty part, is it's like, you should be able to go to your family for support and talk
right,
to them.
Right.
You know, like, even if you have a therapist, that's your support system.
Right. Exactly.
Like, my therapist always tells me, utilize your support system. When you need to say something, say it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you should be able to do that without your family members reacting.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, don't react. I'm coming to you as a loved one who's going through some shit and just needs to vent.
Right.
You don't need to...
delete them.
Right.
Block them. Call them out on Facebook.
Right. We don't need to do all that.
Send messages to them on Facebook.
It's almost as if you're speaking from experience.
No, you think?
No, like, genuinely.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah. But I mean, I can't just put that's why I'm not on Facebook anymore, because I'm a, what am I trying to say?
You're reactive.
Yeah, I do. You know, I've done it too. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I've had some fucking reactions to certain things. We're human beings. We have human reactions. We have visceral reactions to things that really fucking hurt us. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you really care, you really react sometimes.
Yes.
And it's hard sometimes to take yourself out of that emotional place. And so you react in pure emotion. And that is never the right reaction to have. You have to have some logic and sense behind your reaction. Normally, I'm a level-headed person.
You. I think you're probably the most level-headed in this family. I mean, yeah.
I realized quickly, like, I don't... Like, when I went on a blocking spree with certain friends, I realized very quickly that was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, exactly. And now I joke about it. Hey, remember that time I blocked you for, like, 2 days? But, like, that's the thing.
And when alcohol's involved, it's still better either. So.
For me, though, it wasn't even alcohol. No, it was just pure heartbreak.
Right.
You know?
But you know what, though? And I mean, like, clearly, because of the fact that you're level-headed, they really must have hurt you for you to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
So.
Because, you know, when people literally mean the world to you.
Right.
And you get hurt.
Right.
It's like your whole entire world comes crumbling down.
Exactly.
You know, not to fucking be dramatic or whatever.
No, but I mean, you know.
That's how important, you know.
Yeah.
You can make people. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You know, like, can't really go into detail. But like, when people genuinely, you know, like, when you have somebody in your life that genuinely didn't do anything wrong. And they just came into your life, lit your entire life up like a fucking Christmas tree or like the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they make you live again. They make you happy. They make you laugh again from your fucking stomach. Like, when that person comes in and makes you feel that way and then all of a sudden they're out, yeah, you have a fucking reaction.
Exactly. Because
you're resisting that. You don't want that happiness to go away.
Right.
So that was the, that, of course, you know?
Yeah.
But, the fuck was I going to say? Yeah, that, yeah, right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But with my ex, my other ex, Shishmexis.
Okay.
All I did was react in emotion. Like, I look back and I'm like, you desperate fucking begging ass bitch.
But I mean, you loved her, you know what I'm saying? You loved her and you were trying to do whatever you could to make the situation right.
I didn't want it to end.
Right. Of course.
I can tell you this, God is my witness, until the day I take my last breath, I will never beg for any fucking person in life, ever. And maybe that's my Achilles heel now,
right?
Because to me it's like, you want to go, you want to choose something else, there's the fucking door. Spread your wings, boo-boo.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm still the type of person that when you spread your wings, if it doesn't work out, if I truly still care about you,
right,
which I always will because that's who I am, I'll be right there for you.
Right, exactly.
But I'm not going to chase you. I'm not going to fucking continue to try to get a person to be in my life. Like, you know where I'm at. My energy's, like, with a shishmexis. I didn't realize that with her. And I begged and pleaded and every single day for 3 years straight waited and waited and didn't push forward and didn't live my own life.
See, I did, like, I begged and pleaded and text after text and not be for like probably like the first 6 weeks after our breakup. And then like eventually, like, it was like, all right, fine, you know. And then, like, for 2 years, I was doing my thing. Will I say that I, you know,
didn't think about him.
Right. Didn't think about it. Didn't still think, you know, if he can't, you know, but like I did my own thing. I wasn't. And now I like regressed last like freaking 8 months.
It happens, man. The healing process is not linear. It's
but
not.
Yeah, exactly.
It goes like.
Yeah. And they when they don't make it easy either. You know what I'm saying? Like
some people. Well, yeah, some people. For me. Some people just don't fucking make it easy. No. I don't know what the fuck it is that I want, though. Like, it's like, do I want you? Do I want a girl to, like, beg after me because Shmexis did that? She did that.
Yeah, she did.
She incessantly, like, when things ended and I finally had the balls to be like, skirt, you cut
right.
from the team. Like, right. This is the last straw. When I finally had the courage and the strength to do that, I'd hear from her once a fucking month. You know, like, she hated being blocked. And at that point, I was like, that was confusing. But then you have another situation where you can't get an answer. And that's
frustrating also. Like,
frustrating is not the fucking word. The word is, like, driving you clinically insane. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why are there words on that screen?
Oh. Oh. Oh, shit. That's... So it's like, what's the lesser of two evils?
Right.
Or can we just find a happy fucking medium? Like, let's not completely ghost a bitch.
Exactly.
And let's have a conversation, but also... Let's not, like, love bomb and beg because...
That's like...
Because that's the other level of it.
Right.
Can we find a happy medium? Let's have a conversation, you and me. Reach a conclusion. Even if it's like, okay, I do care about you. Like, sometimes you just need to know that you meant something in a person's life.
Right, exactly.
That you weren't just a blip on the fucking radar.
Exactly.
You know? Wow, we really got off the beaten path here.
Yeah.
But my... Getting back to the topic, I wouldn't be able to date a female who hated my friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Hated. If she disliked certain people or didn't care for certain people.
Right. Hey, listen, I had that with my ex. I wasn't overwhelmed with his friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't. But I didn't also, he didn't put me in the position to have to hang out with them either. Like, you know,
right.
They weren't really, to me, they weren't real, really good friends anyway. You know, his, you know, but I mean, and I loved his family. So, I mean, he saw his family more. And, but yeah, like I didn't, but would I like tell him, no, I don't want you hanging out with them? No.
Well, that's when it becomes tricky.
Unless his friends are like doing something that is making him not do the right thing. You know, like if he's going out with his friends and they're like, you know.
Can I just say, though? I personally don't necessarily agree with that.
Okay.
Because...
He's got
a mind of his own.
Right.
And if he's that, like, if I had, listen, not to put people on blast, but I have friends that snort cocaine like it's going out of fucking style.
But you can still hang out with them and not do it.
Right.
Right.
But I'm not out here snorting lines.
Right.
And I would never.
Exactly.
You know, like, you do you.
Right.
the minute I see it on the table, I'm Audi 5000. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you exactly. You want to go into a room and live your fucking life? Live your life.
Right.
Don't put it around me.
Right.
Have respect.
Exactly.
And fine. But I would never, like, I have friends, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, let's say, and I'm at a party without my girlfriend, and all my friends are like, yo, let's go to the strip club. I'm going to be like, nah, bro, I'm going to go call my girlfriend and go fuck her.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And tell her baby be waiting on the bed with some lingerie and some ice.
And give me a lap dance.
And we could get this thing, but I got my own strip club.
Right. Exactly.
You know, like.
Yeah.
So I feel like. And if they're like, nah, you're lame. Well, you're single and going to a strip club and paying for a lap dance. Right. And I don't need to do that because I have a fucking girlfriend. And I get to actually fuck afterwards. So who's really lame?
Exactly. Exactly.
So for me, it's like I don't feel nobody influences me to do anything. If I want to do something, I'm going to do it. If I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I mean, you see, even with, like, TikTok friends, I don't give a fuck how many followers you have. 2 million, 4 million.
Right. Yeah.
If I don't want to do it, I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
So.
And that's good. That's good that you're, you know, you're not a yes man. You're not a, you know.
No, I mean, I can be, and I recognize that. I can be, because I don't want to hurt people's feelings and stuff like that.
But
so I can be a little bit of a bitch at times. But I'm not going to be pressured into doing anything.
Right.
Like, not at all. Anytime I go see any of my friends, it's because I genuinely want to.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not out here like... I have to. No.
Right.
There's nothing I have to do.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I have to do? I have to eat. I have to sleep. I have to shower because that's good hygiene.
Yeah. Well.
You know.
Make some money.
Brush my teeth.
There.
Make some money. I'd want to fuck, but you know.
Yeah. Well.
That'll come. The vagina will come. Anyway. What the fuck was I going to say? So, yeah, I feel like there's no scenario for a partner to tell tell another person what to do or who to talk to. I feel like it's up to your partner to make the right decisions. If I'm with somebody and she doesn't particularly enjoy a person for whatever fucking reason, to me, it's like your feelings are valid. I'm not gonna argue with you.
I'm not gonna tell you you're wrong because that's your the way you're feeling.
Right. Just don't fight with me every time I talk about them. Don't fight with me if I don't see what you see.
Right. Exactly.
Necessarily.
Exactly.
Or when it comes to certain people, I can see people for what they are. And when I see people for what they are, I put them in certain categories in my life. I'm not one of those people that just cuts everybody off the minute I see something I don't like. I can recognize, all right, this person's got this little flaw here. That person's got that little flaw. Does it make them a bad person? No.
No, right.
They're just flawed.
Right. We're all flawed.
Right.
Exactly. And you know what? And sometimes it takes you, you know, a little bit longer to see people, you know, I mean, unfortunately, it could take 20-something plus years for you to see, you know, all that time was a facade on people. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, or it could take you a month just to see that.
Right. Right.
So, I mean.
I mean, my therapist tells me, you can't consider, and this is just friendships. You can't consider a person a friend until you've known them for at least 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
You can't call that person a friend. Until you've known them for at least 6 months, they're an acquaintance. They're just somebody that you know. Friend needs to be, like, used loosely, right?
Right.
So if we're taking that, if we're using that with that criteria with friends, what about relationships?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. You got to really get to know somebody.
Yeah.
And I think that's tough, too, because, like, there are people that I was friends with before becoming romantic, got to know who they are as a person, and fell in love with them right. as a human being.
Yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous. That is like, okay, how do we navigate that?
Right.
You
exactly.
know? How do we get around that?
Because now...
Because now you know what makes that person tick. You've seen them in all of their vulnerable states looking like shit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You've seen them in all of their states. And when you still love that fucking person.
Yeah.
That shit's fucking hard. You know? That's a little difficult.
Yeah, it is.
But look, I've had past relationships where we jumped right into it. didn't end too fun. You know?
Oh my god, but I think, you know what? I think that's most relationships, I think, with a lot of people. You just, you know,
I want to love.
Yeah.
And be loved.
And I mean, you know, and sometimes when people just jump right into a relationship or, you know, love at first sight and they just know it's right or whatever, you know.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there are. Right. But. oh, God. Because I know that when I met. I've had both, right? I've had two women in my life that I feel I have truly can say I was in love with.
Right.
One, and they're two extremes of each other.
Oh, yeah, they are.
One I met while in a relationship with somebody else. She was in a relationship with somebody else. And the minute I touched her hand to shake her hand, I felt the electricity yeah. go through my body. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, the minute I locked eyes with her, I was like, this is bad. This is bad. Because I'm in a relationship and I feel things for this person. What's going on? Right? And I could sense that she felt it too.
Right.
And so it was that electric, that you just like know situation. Mm-hmm. But then I had another person that I met and I was like intrigued by. You know?
Yeah.
Interested in, but like kind of like tiptoed toward. And that's the person that I got to know first. Before, like, I really analyzed that situation. I really did.
A lot of people analyze that situation.
I know. I wish they'd stop. Really. Really and truly. But, like, I did. I really analyzed my feelings. I was like, Tori, are you in love? Do you know what love is? How do you know that you're in love? Like, I gave myself a whole questionnaire about this person before I could even admit to myself that I was in love with her. I, like, asked myself all the questions. Like, are you in love with her or is she filling a void? What's going on here? Okay, let's assess the situation. Whereas with the other one, it was like, I'm in love. And I just...
Yeah, but I, you know, you truly were in love.
I was.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think those are the only two people that I've ever truly loved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with the second one, I analyzed and overanalyzed to the point where I was like, yeah, you're in love. Nah, you're not. No, but you are. But you're not.
But also under the circumstances, too. I mean.
Right. Well, right. I'm like, okay, do you really love this person? Or do you just love your friendship with this person? Or do you just love being around this person?
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, if you love being around the person, you love who they are as a person, like, the person, thinking of the person makes your heart smile in a certain way. You know, you're attracted to them. It's safe to say you're in love.
Right, and you had a connection.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean.
Right. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was definitely chemistry, for sure. But, like, I prefer the latter. Like, I don't think I'll ever jump into another situation with a female.
But now let me ask you, because of the situation that it was like, you became such good friends.
Mm.
And now, because you know how, like you see, like, you know, well, mostly in the movies, but whatever. Like, people like, oh, we have a friendship, and, you know, what will happen to us if the friend, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a tough part, too.
Yeah.
When you fall in love with
your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, then there's that pressure for it to, like, for it to last.
Because
if it doesn't, then you lose your best friend.
Yeah.
That's the tough part.
But you know what? That can be with, like, I mean, honestly, Uncle Lauren was my best friend. So,
well,
you
right.
know what I'm saying? So,
but
like,
that's enough. Exactly.
Yeah.
Your partner becomes your best friend.
Right.
Essentially.
Right. So no matter what, I mean, you know.
Right. If it doesn't work out, you lose your best friend. Like,
exactly.
When, you know, I felt that when me and my other ex, Shishmexis. When we broke up, I was like, I lost my best friend. But the difference is this other person really, truly was my best friend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So that's rough. That sucks.
Yeah, I'd say.
Ain't that about a bitch? Yeah, but it's, I don't know, I think as you get older, for me at least, I think and then think and then think and then overthink and then overthink and overanalyze.
And well, we're a family of overthinkers also, so.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
We
big
fucking
time. But when you overthink, overthinkers are also over love, you know, they
over
love.
Yeah. Right. You know? We do. We definitely do.
I mean, I think if you're not an overthinker, not, no, that's not right. I was going to say, if you're not an overthinker, it's like, not that you don't care and that you don't have that compassion, you know, compassion, like I don't want to say.
I think overthinkers are always thinking about what the outcome's going to be.
Right.
Whereas people who don't think. There are people who don't think and they're inconsiderate and they don't care.
Right.
But then there are people who don't think in the sense that they just kind of go with the flow and they're
right.
like, whatever
exactly.
fucking ends up happening is what's
exactly.
meant to happen. We're a family that likes to be in control of everything. And we like to control the outcomes. Like,
right.
I've learned a lot about myself. Like, I like to be in control of not a person, but what the outcome with a person's going to be. And you...
Okay.
You can't...
Because I don't look at myself as controlling. Honestly,
no.
I don't. And I only say that, and I can say that with such, like, security in that statement because, like, there are people that I do see, and it irks the crap out of me.
That are, you know, controlling.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a controlling person.
Yeah.
I hate the unknown.
Right. Right.
I want to know, okay, what's going to happen with this fucking person?
Right.
You know? And one thing I've realized is, like, another person's actions and choices and what they choose to do has nothing to do with me. And the only thing that I am in control of is my actions right. and my choices and exactly. what I do. And, you know, a lot of the times, like, I spend my life worrying about what the other person is going to do or is doing. And that's when you start to overthink
yep.
and drive yourself fucking nuts.
And get anxious and
yeah.
have panic attacks.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. But fuck that noise, because the only thing that is true is here and now and where we are, where I am and where you are. Like, I could choose right now to turn this fucking whole shit off, go take a dookie, and go to sleep. You know?
Yeah. Right.
And that's my choice, and that has nothing to do with my
right.
love for you or Juno or whatever. The only thing that we're in control of is ourselves. I feel like that's the issue. And I feel like, getting back to the topic, that's what family members need to realize as well, is that you don't control what your family member does. Just because you hate somebody and you voiced your opinion about your hatred for somebody, that's not going to stop another person from being with the person that they love.
Right.
Like, if I came to you and I was like, I hate your ex, you'd be like, sucks to suck. But if he came back right. tomorrow, we's bees fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's like,
exactly. Well, I mean, and I kind of, that's it. I mean, I'm in that predicament that, I mean, not that I'm in that predicament, he's not back, but like, if he did come back, like, you know, I know that. Yeah, and I know that would upset, you know.
But it shouldn't. That's the fucking thing. It shouldn't upset anybody, because it's your choice. And he didn't cheat. He didn't,
not that, I mean,
lie to you.
We were always together, so I mean, I don't know.
Right. He didn't have any, like, crazy drug addictions that brought you down. He was a little bit immature in your relationship.
Right, right.
And he moved on
right.
to somebody else after y'all broke up. He right. didn't fuck with you. He didn't talk down to you. You know what I mean?
He would instigated. Yeah, he
was
to
immature.
Push my buttons. Yeah. Exactly, immature.
He
was
fucking
it.
Immature. He liked to get a rise out of you.
Right.
But he didn't right. degrade you. He didn't.
No, I mean, how many times he would tell me I was beautiful all the time and, you know, like, get mad when I'd be like, all right, let's, you know. And
right.
No, he was. I mean, he never, like, made me feel. He just, yeah, he just was immature. He couldn't be an immature
relationship. There are pieces of shit out there.
Yes. I've been with pieces of shit.
Right.
I've been with, my first boyfriend was a piece of shit.
Lying.
And now when I look back now, like, I've searched him up on Facebook when I have Facebook, blech. He's a racist.
He's a racist piece of shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
but
know,
that's
he
what I'm
totally
saying.
Totally was a piece of shit.
Like
he emotionally abused me.
That's exactly. Yeah. There's a difference between being emotionally abused, talked down to, when people can sense, that's the difference. When you're with that person and people can see the change in you, whether they know you're with that person or not, they can see your vibe change. And because your vibe changed, they know that you're back with that person. That is a toxic, unhealthy relationship.
Okay, so that the one part, but see, that's where this comes into the one person that I know would be upset, you know, has said to me, all I did was see you cry when, you know, they lived in the same house with me. So they saw, you know what I'm saying, the times that him and I would fight, because they were there firsthand. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
But there's a difference between crying and when things aren't going the right way.
Right.
And you completely changing.
Right.
Like,
right.
I know when mommy was with her ex. You know who I'm talking about. Dick.
The one for 13 years.
Yeah. 13, the one who lived here.
Right, 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 right.
That idiot. Right.
Bipolar.
Yeah.
Crazy.
When
ass.
She was with him, I could instantly see, not even, it was her overall baseline changed. It wasn't just, oh, I cried here and there because we fought. Her entire persona changed as a human.
Like almost like walk on eggshells.
She walked on eggshells.
Explode at the slightest thing.
Yes. And yeah. Mommy's already a very high strung, anxious, on edge person.
Right.
And this person was doing no good for her. Right. Was only making her worse.
Right. Amplifying it.
Right. She wasn't herself.
Right.
There's a difference between, well, you know, I saw you cry a lot when you were with this person, and that's upsetting to watch as a family member. Right? There's a difference between that and you completely change when you're with this person.
Right.
You are not yourself.
Right.
You're not this happy-go-lucky, like,
yeah.
That's the difference. When a person snuffs the fucking light out of you, that's toxic.
Yeah.
You know? And I think then the family might, and friends might have a right to speak up and mm-hmm. be like, okay, you ain't you right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just you deserve better. You are not the person that I knew a month ago before you started fucking with this person.
Right, exactly.
Like, who is this? That's when I think family has a right to step up. But that's the only time.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Other than that, if this, like, nobody has a fucking right to say anything.
Yeah.
And not even kids, you know? Like, if mommy wanted to get back with her that ex, I would say something. Because he was a toxic...
Right, exactly. Why are you going to put yourself through that shit again?
Right.
Like, literally, like, you know...
There was nothing good that came out of that relationship.
No.
And it did no good for her. And so, yeah, I'd be like, I'm moving out. Bye.
Peace.
Peace out. Have fun. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But if she got back with the other one, the one that ghosted her.
Right, and acted like an it, you know, I'm just acted like foolishly.
Right.
With that, how that.
When they were together, in the end,
yes, I mean,
did he do the right thing?
No.
No, he hurt her.
Right.
And that was wrong. Right. But when they were together, she was happy. It was stable. They had a good time. Yeah. She was always laughing.
Exactly. I mean, I was in his company a few times, you know, and I mean, like, he helped her, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Right. He just.
When they were together.
Right, right.
That's the difference.
Exactly.
It's like the difference between me in one relationship and me.
Yeah.
I can't say that, you know what I mean? I can't say it.
I know.
But it's like the difference between me and who I was when I was with Shmishmexis and then who I was when I was around the other person that I fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
It's two totally different things.
Exactly.
That person might have hurt me in a certain way, but when I was with her, I was only ever happy.
Yeah.
Whereas with Shmexis, when I was with her, the light was snuffed out at certain times.
Yeah.
Because it was a toxic environment.
Right. You're right. I mean,
that's the difference. And then I think that's when family can intervene just simply by giving their opinion.
Exactly. Exactly.
But would you be with somebody that your family didn't like?
If it was something that wasn't like good, then yeah, I mean, you know, I've been with, you know, yeah, I was younger, but,
you were with somebody that the family didn't like.
Yeah.
For me?
I mean, as long as it wasn't going to put a wedge between me and my family.
Right.
You know, because honestly, I will say that it wasn't until that one sister said to me, if you and him got back together, I'm not going to, like, disown you. I'm not going to stop talking to you. You know, like, so knowing that made me feel better. Because, like, it weighed heavy on my heart when I thought to myself, God, she really doesn't, you know, what would happen? You know, I don't, and honestly, like, I'm not going to pick, you know what I'm saying? So,
and I mean, the family, here's the thing.
If it's going to, you know.
If you choose to get back with somebody that hurt you in the past, that your family may or may not, like, may not really 100% approve of you getting back with that person, fine. That's their opinion. But they better fucking act right in that person's presence.
Right.
Don't treat the person a different way.
No. And you know what? I honestly don't believe that anybody.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. No.
I wouldn't.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm a little worried about, like, you know.
Certain. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
But I mean.
That would be difficult, but that would also be,
because, I mean, they honestly kind of, not that they treated him wrong, that person treated them wrong when we were together the first time, I mean, but I understood it also, because they had been through, you know, what they had been through, losing their father and everything, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I honestly don't believe that anybody else would, you know, be that way. I don't. Am I going to tell you they're going to welcome him back in, like, oh, you know, but, you know.
With open arms?
Yeah, like, you know, like, I think it's going to take them to see, you know. But, I mean, if you know. As long as it's not gonna be like I have to choose him over my family, then yeah, you know, I mean, I would, or, you know,
I would too. As long as my family came correct,
right,
and of course the person that I'm with came correct,
right, exactly.
Everybody's got to come correct, exactly, and be fucking adults,
exactly,
and realize like this is who I'm choosing. So all y'all family members and friends need to shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down.
Right.
Like if I were to get back with Shishmexis, you know, in life, there are people who in my life literally would put her head on a stake because of what she did to me. But if that were what I chose, not to say that it is something I would choose. Right. You know, if that were to be something that I chose, you accept it or get the fuck out of my life.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right, exactly.
Like, shut the fuck up and accept it. That's what, that would be the answer to that. You know?
Of course.
And to be honest, I'm one of those people that now, if I were to be with somebody that was not toxic,
right,
it would have to be somebody that I was once with that hurt me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be the only scenario that my family would have any opinions or anything like that. If I were to get back with that person, or that person were to come back into my life, if you don't act right, you can fuck the fuck off.
Right.
Like, that's where I'm at. Because if that's the person that I'm choosing,
exactly,
and that person chooses me, that's who I want to be with for life. You either accept that, or you gotta go.
Yeah.
Because you're not causing any rifts in my fucking relationship.
Right, exactly.
And I know, like, I know Dina. She's like that in her relationship, in her marriage. If you can't
accept,
right,
right, exactly,
if you can't respect my wife, if you can't accept my wife, if you have something to say, fuck off. Well, right. That's it.
Exactly.
That's exactly how it has to be.
It's the truth. I mean, it really, you know, so, I mean,
so I guess, yeah, I would date somebody, I would be with somebody that my family had opinions about, because at the end of the day, our family's always going to have fucking opinions about everything.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
If they despise the person, I'd probably rethink it, because it's like, okay, it takes a, as much as they all have their opinions and their reactions, it takes a lot for, like, genuinely, it takes a lot for them to hate.
It, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
it's the truth.
Like, mommy doesn't hate Shishmexis to this day.
Right.
You know?
I never hated Shishmexis. You know what I'm saying? You know, and we, and her, and Shishmexis and I had actually, you know, had our own little
tiff.
Yeah, whatever. But, I mean, I never.
That's what I'm saying.
You know.
So it would take a whole lot for them to really, like, for mommy to be like, this person is never allowed in my house again.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. So I guess the answer would be no. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I would date somebody that my family
didn't like. Exactly.
Had opinions about.
Yeah.
Only opinions, though. Only opinions. If they said I don't like them, I think I'd reconsider. Because mommy and Dina especially always have their opinions about people.
Yeah.
And they're fucking annoying, but they have them.
But then again, we
we all do.
Yeah, we all have opinions.
Sometimes so. I think to my, like I said, sometimes I think to myself, like, this family's way too fucking close.
We are.
We're all in each other's business. Like, we need to stop. Y'all, like, you know, this should be stressing me out. But that's where healthy boundaries need to come in, you know?
Right,
it's like,
exactly. You know, I mean, we're all, you know, that's where we, as the person that, you know, needs to step back and be like, okay, well, if we don't want them to have an opinion about this,
we shouldn't say things.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, again, that all, I remember, you know, my sister saying to me, you know, like, you don't tell your family or whatever, or your friend, or, you know, whatever, about what that guy did to you, because it, you know, at the end of the day, you're the one with them, and if you don't, you know what I'm saying, like,
yeah,
you know, you don't want us, don't want anybody to have an opinion about them, you know, then you shouldn't.
It's hard, though.
Yeah, it is.
Because, you know what? It's not fair.
We're also a family that needs to vent when things, you know.
Right. We're a exactly. venting family. Yeah. Because we're so emotional, we have to unload our... That's just who we are.
Right.
We're so emotional. We're so emotionally charged. It's a gift and a curse that when things happen to us, we have a visceral reaction to things. And we have to vent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't keep that shit in.
No.
I have to talk to somebody.
Right. You know, and it's funny because, like, and that's when I miss that. I mean, I you know, there's other reasons I miss her. But, like, I miss that best friend that I have, because there was all, whether it be a boyfriend, you know, a husband at the time, you know, or my own family that I needed to vent to. Like, I honestly could go to that person and vent to them and not feel like she judged me or was judging my my family or my boyfriend or my, you know what I'm saying? So
that's Jamie for me.
Yeah, see?
I could tell Jamie anything.
See? I'm jealous.
Jamie has that rational, like, and that's it, you know? Everybody else is like, meh. You know, like,
right.
They have they'll create a bias. Jamie won't treat a person differently if you tell them exactly, even if you tell her exactly what the fuck they did or how you're feeling. She'll give her opinion.
Right.
But
right.
She'll never be like, I hate that fucking person.
Yeah, exactly.
I've only heard Jamie say she hates one person. You know the person.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Wow. Wow.
Like, Jamie doesn't hate any, like, literally anybody. Might have to cut that part out.
You think?
Yeah, might have to cut that out.
Okay.
But yeah, Jamie's, she's a voice of reason. She's very unbiased.
I mean, it's, now that I think about it, like, there was only, but I think that's what made her, like, there was only one time that she ever, like, I ever felt like she was siding with someone else, or, like, I went to vent and she picked, like, the whole situation, which was caused by your mother. The whole thing was caused by your mother's, that ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Where I felt like she was picking your mother's side. But other than that, she's never, you know, maybe that's, like, why she never after that, you know, like, I was still able to vent to her.
But see, I want a friend that's going to call me out on my, like, you know. Yeah. Well, I don't.
Well, and but what I'm saying is not even like she called me out on it. I was just like,
because he was wrong.
What he did was wrong.
Yeah.
You know. So I mean.
So she just didn't see.
I did, because she would call me out, and I you know, the fact that I say, like, anybody that can deal with my emotional roller coaster and high maintenance, you know, like your Uncle Lauren, you know, and her, you know what I'm saying? So I mean. And so, yeah, she, you know, she called me out, but.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, she definitely wasn't calling you out in that situation.
But, yeah, I mean, so I had that. So now it's like, you know, I feel I'm at a point where, like, I'm like, so who do I call and vent to?
Well, you can call and vent to me.
I know.
I am unbiased. I'm not going to.
I know you are. But, I mean, you know, I know you got your own.
Venting to you. Yeah, just thinking about it makes me want to go take a fucking nap.
Shoot.
Under the water.
But yeah, like, you know, it would have to be really something bad for me not to
be with the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If my family didn't like them, like, they would literally have to be like, you know.
There need to be boundaries. I also think the social media bullshit. Like, there are ways around. Listen, if I gotta block somebody, I gotta block somebody for my own sanity, right? And my own heartache or lack, like, you know, to try to make it better. That does not give you permission to do the same as my family member.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm doing it for my peace.
Right.
You're doing it to be a spiteful idiot. Because if you don't want to see somebody's posts, you just hide them. Like, yeah. Nowadays, there's technologies.
Right, exactly.
Where you can just hide a fucking person.
Exactly.
Like.
No, and you're right. And I think that's why I went off Facebook, because it got to a point where I was like, well, if I'm going to hide half of my, like, half the shit or whatever, you know.
Might as well just cancel my subscription.
Exactly. You know, so. And I thought Instagram was safe.
Sometimes I wish, this is the truth, and this is just a random thought. Sorry, Mom, if you're watching this. But sometimes I wish I could take her social media away from her. Like, genuinely. Me and her are going to have a chat.
I think that's probably how Antici felt about, like,
you?
Me when I was on Facebook. And not because, like, you know, but because, you know, like it's funny. She says all the time, she's like, you know, I'd wake up and see these posts or whatever. Or she would see them at night, you know, especially in my drunken rages or whatever. And then the next morning, wake up and they'd be gone. And she'd be like, all right.
Like, yeah. No, I would too. And I'd be like, holy, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So, I mean,
somebody done pissed her off.
And but. I got all in my feels. And then, so that's why I was like, you know what? I'm using it as a toxic, you know. So that's why I was like, I'm done with Facebook. Because I was like, on Instagram, I can't make a post. Like, I can't write a post, so we're good, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but then you find ways of finding memes. And so.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't do that shit.
Yeah, no.
I don't do that at all. But that's the thing. I think when it comes to family and relationships, There need to be healthy boundaries established between both. Like, if you're the middle person,
yeah,
and you're with this person and your family and they have conflict, you need to set a boundary with your partner and tell your partner, like, you know, you can have your opinions about my family, and most of them are probably correct, but you are to respect my family.
Well, and you know what? I mean, not for nothing, but, like, even, like, Uncle Orin and Uncle Abe, when as sisters, when they were like, we're staying out of this.
Yeah.
You know, we are not getting involved. You yeah. know, because at the end of the day, you know, you got, you know, so, like, it's anything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
y'all are sisters. Y'all are gonna fight. Right. Y'all are gonna, you right. know what I mean? The outside parties shouldn't get involved. When me and Dina, you know, when I was dating Shmexis and her and Alessia didn't get along, I would try to tell Dina and my girlfriend, I don't want to get involved
right.
in their beef because that's me and my sister.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now me and my sister are beefing. And it ended up being that me and Dina, like, I almost one night killed Dina in the kitchen.
Yeah,
I almost went after her.
Not, I mean, exactly. I mean,
because of everything.
Yeah.
Because this person gets involved, starts saying shit. It's like, no, if our girlfriends, well, your wife and my girlfriend have beef,
let them handle it amongst themselves.
They got to handle it like adults.
You know, I mean, they're big girls. They right. don't need, you know.
And I used to tell my ex, because she's, no, you need to defend me. No, this is one fight.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like, when it comes to, if my sister disrespected you, I'll handle my sister.
Right, right.
But if you have some catty bullshit,
right,
baby
exactly.
bullshit going on with my sister-in-law, you need to handle your catty bullshit.
Exactly.
For no fucking reason.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, it wasn't for no reason. There was a lot of.
Right. Well,
back
yeah,
and forth,
but still, you know, it doesn't matter. It's something, you know.
I'm not gonna fight with my sister because you don't like her wife,
right?
You know, but it ended up being a family feud.
Your sister shouldn't be
fighting with
your girl because you know they don't
right
because they don't like each other. It shouldn't be that way. I mean, obviously, if they like go, it becomes physical. Then you get involved as much as to break it up, but there should be no interaction between you and, you know.
I'll tell you one thing. Never, ever in the history of ever am I dealing with that shit ever the fuck again. I will not be in a relationship. If you can't get along with my family, period.
Right.
Either learn how to be around people and deal with people, or I'm not dealing with that stress for the rest of my fucking life. Like, if you're the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with, you have to learn how to act right, and the other people have to learn how to act right, and we all need to learn how to fucking get along.
Right, exactly.
Because I'm not going to be stressed
right,
for the
exactly.
rest of my life. That's what it comes down to. It comes down to that. Are we going to stress ourselves out for the remainder of the time that we are all going to be in each other's presence, which is for the rest of our fucking lives?
Exactly.
Or are we going to learn to be coherent and get along and be fucking adults?
Right.
Just be a fucking adult.
Exactly. That's it. I mean, like, I had that situation too. There was because, you know, he was immature or whatever. And, you know, I fought with him in my own space or whatever. And I was like, what you just did was wrong. You know, like, you know, it wasn't right to, you know, whatever. And, but like, if they had been in each other's company and I was standing there, they need to duke it out. You know, they need to handle their shit. I'm not gonna, you know, unless blatantly he disrespected my sister in her face in front of me.
Oh,
yeah.
Was that when
he'd something posted on, I think something commented, he made a comment or something, and you know,
oh,
I can't even remember. It was like so early into our relationship too. Oh no, he overheard the phone conversation with me and my sister, and he was like, really? You know? And he got mad at me because she had said something about him being immature, and I, like, didn't say anything. And then he took it one step more, and I think he posted something or whatever, and, like, I was just like, are you... This is
I would have been, like, case in point of my sister. Like, this is why I didn't say anything.
Right.
Because this is how you react.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
react like a baby.
Exactly, like a child.
Right.
Exactly. So, clearly, you're proving her right, you know.
Right.
You know.
That's the thing, though. It's just, everybody just needs to act like fucking adults.
Right.
I've never seen a bunch of baby adults... More baby adults in my entire fucking life. Like, I'm all over social media, but you think that I'm out, like, I'm out here any, if I fucking posted any time somebody pissed me off or I was in my feelings, goddamn, I'd be posting about people all the fucking time.
That's all your social media would be blowing right. up with.
My social media yeah. would just be memes of me, like, throwing digs at everybody. And trust me, you know, on the you know, personally,
yeah.
you know certain people that yeah. I could fucking throw digs at.
Yeah.
Things, people that I have issues with, that I could most definitely fucking call out.
Oh, I know. I know.
But what's the fucking point in yeah. that? What's the point? You end up looking like a cocker spaniel yourself. You know, you look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
The only thing it does is make you look like a moron. When Mommy and Dina were going, literally fighting back and forth via meme on Instagram, and people are hitting me up like, what's going on? Not only are you making yourselves look like idiots, but you make me look like a fucking idiot because now people know that I belong in the idiot family. So they associate me with a bunch of fucking idiots.
Over-emotional family.
When idiots.
Over-emotional. Over-emotional idiots.
No. Right. This over-emotional, idiotic family.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, my God. I mean, that's that. So, the answer to the question for both of us, I would say, is yes. We, yeah. would, as yeah. long as everybody
right.
knew how to right. fucking act.
Right. I mean, yeah, exactly. Exactly. As long as they knew how to act. They can have their opinions.
Right.
They
Everybody's
can have
gonna
their opinions. And again, if it's, you know, he's not some serial killer that you know about or
right.
you know, you didn't read about him being a, you know,
a pedophile.
Right, or a, you know, a domestic, then yeah.
Right. If it's not a toxic
right, exactly.
There's a difference between a toxic situation
right.
And
just not, you know, or
somebody who's got some traits right. that you don't necessarily
exactly.
agree with,
exactly.
Or maybe somebody who's made some moves in the past that you don't necessarily agree with.
Right.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
There's a very big difference. So if it's that and you don't like somebody because of what has happened in the past, but they're a good person and they're not toxic, well, shut the fuck up and deal with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the person's in my life, and that's who I choose.
Right.
You know? So.
Amen.
Amen to that. I think we're fucking done here.
I think we've covered that, and then other.
Yeah, we beat it. We beat it with a fucking horse. And we beat it. No, we beat it like a dead horse.
Yes, beat it like a dead horse.
And then beat it again with the dead horse's carcass. We really
it rose from the dead.
It rose from the dead.
We beat it back down again.
Right, right. We cloned it. Killed the clone. That's how much we killed this. Well, anyway, this is my Aunt Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on.
No problem.
I'm sorry I've been MIA, by the way. But my family's here, so deal with it. Anyway. I love you all very much.
You'll get it back in a few days.
Y'all will get me back in a little bit less than a week. So.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.